like a manufacturer's name for it or a trade name, or is it just a general word meaning the same thing?
Well, I think it would be a trade name. I'm sure that that's where it got its name originally, as I see it on most of the boxes. It says Jim Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What about, still talking about different kinds of vehicles, do you have any general names for the kinds of vehicles or vehicles the fire department uses?
Yeah, yes. We call them fire trucks.
Okay.
In some cases, you know, you want to be sporty, I guess you say fire engine.
Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference what you would call it, say, if one of the fire trucks is especially designed to pump water, maybe carry its own water?
Yes, it would. I think you would probably refer to it as a self-contained unit.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here ever say pumper truck?
Not that I recall. I don't even remember if we have any such vehicles around here.
Okay. Do you have a special name for the kind of truck that carries the long ladders?
Not necessarily.
You wouldn't say hook and ladder?
No, because I've heard him, you know, there was a controversy here in the city about not being able to adequately fight a fire in the condominiums that they were thinking of building, you know, around here, because we don't have anything that will reach past maybe the second or third story.
Right.
That's right.
Have you ever seen these specialized types of trucks that are used to fight fires in high-rises like you're talking about, as a really long boom and a kind of a big bucket that a fireman could stand in right on the end and direct the water, you know, from way up high?
Not in real life.
Haven't seen
it? I've only seen it on TV or in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Does the utility department have anything like that? Something with a big boom and a bucket on the end?
I've not seen it.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the term snorkel truck?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, you said utility, and then that threw me. Okay, when you talk about utility, you think in terms of Gulf Power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's synonymous with utility for us. And so, yes, they do have the snorkel trucks. And they have the buckets, yeah, where they get up to the transformers and whatever.
What about a type of vehicle that would be used in case of emergencies, maybe to treat cardiac cases on the scene?
Mm-hmm. Talking about an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would an ambulance, do you differentiate between just a regular ambulance and one that's specially equipped for, like I said, something like cardiac cases that might have one of these defibrillators and all that, along with it, that you would find in a usual ambulance?
The only thing that I can think of, and I think I've heard this, I heard some people refer to them as a self-contained unit with the oxygen and all of the various kinds of equipment that they would need, regardless of what it was.
Ambulance would do. Yes. People would, okay. What about the car that the fire chief would drive up in to the scene of the fire?
Nothing more than, I guess, the fire chief's car.
Okay. The chief's car?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the vehicle that the police ride around here? What do you call it?
The chief or just
the ordinary policeman?